Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood, and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015.
Five.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Another one in the books, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
You know, I see Lola right there next to you, right?
She says hi.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is I, and I'll say this publicly, I wouldn't be in business if Lola wasn't born. Seriously, she means so much to me. You ever have someone in your life that just changed your life? They say if you change one person's life, you change the world. You know, so think about what Lola has done with helping out people. I'm very humbled to know Lola. And she's been very good to our company, and she's a great woman. And if you ever look at Lola, she's a class act, too. If you watch the way she dresses, you just know she's a classy lady just by looking at her. Anyhow, thank you, Lola.
Describe Lola now. This is for the next hour.
Yeah, well, it's just the truth. Well, you know, why have all the other coupon books failed and are out of business, right? We got to give Lola credit. That's where I'm at. They, you know, it's just, the bottom line is the only way I can think of it is this, the description, is when you get old. You know, I heard George Foreman, in an interview he gave, when he knew he had to retire. And what happened was, he said, I saw the opening, but I couldn't just throw the punch. Right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. Like, you know, you're only as old as you feel, though, of course. There are some people that are 90 years old jumping out of airplanes, right?
Right.
But when you do get older, until you get there, Bob, because you're a young man, it's hard to describe. And it's the same thing in business. It's like, you know, I know how to run a successful business. Like, I built a company to put out 400,000 coupon books a month, 20 different books. And here we put out, I don't know, just.
Here's Nico on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, Nico. How are you?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing real well today. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on at, am I saying this correctly, Pat Pianetto's?
You got it. Perfect.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So we opened in Oldsmar about 8 months ago, and Pat's been in the family since 1950, though. So we're a Chicago-based location. My grandfather started it in 1950.
Oh, wow.
He's actually a truck driver, and he started it to have something for my grandma to do when he was on the road. And they got to be so busy that he quit the truck. And then he ultimately just stayed with the restaurant. My father ran it. My sister runs it today. So we're about 2 blocks south of Wrigley Field. Up in Chicago, and this is our 72nd year.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. That's a great story. I didn't realize that it was a family owned.
Yeah, we've been up there. It's funny because his name wasn't really Pat, it was Nick. my family from Italy came in the 30s, we moved into an Irish neighborhood in Chicago, and back in the 30s, for Italians to move in an Irish neighborhood, that was a big deal.
Right.
In the world. And he was a little boy. He was only about 10 years old, and he was hanging out with an Irish family, and the little boy's name was Pat. And they were thick as thieves. They ran all over Chicago. And something had, it was a car accident, and the little boy died. The boy was named Pat.
Mm.
But my grandfather continued to go to their house, and the mother kind of adopted him. And ultimately, she started calling him Pat. Grew up and through the years. So everyone in the neighborhood thought he was Pat. And when my grandma went to the altar and they said, do you, Nicholas, take Jeanette to be your wife? She looked at him and she says, who's Nicholas?
Oh, that's such a great story.
So it's Pat's pizza, and it's just, you know, I never heard a person in my life call my grandfather Nick. He was Pat.
That's funny.
Yeah, they had a show on Saturday Night Live. And they were trying to figure, do you remember this, Pat? And then it looked like a girl or a boy. So they were trying to figure out, is it a woman or a man? And her name was Pat, so they didn't know, because Pat could be a woman's name, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a skit on Saturday Night Live. And they were trying to figure it out, and every time she would not give the answer. Do you know the skit I'm talking about?
I do. I do.
But that had to touch your heart with that skit. It would mean more to you than most people.
Yeah. There's so many interesting stories from that place. I mean, we've seen, for folks that know Chicago and know those, the Leica Park area, you know, if you go through the 60s, you know, 70s, 80s, and all the way through today, it's transformed over time so many different ways. When I go back today, I don't even recognize it. It's changed so much from when I went up there. But it's definitely gone through some ups and downs in that neighborhood. But that place has so many interesting stories.
Oh, my gosh, I bet. From the 1930s till now, amazing stories.
Yeah, Chicago actually for the gun shootings has a bad reputation. Is it the gun shootings that are happening that you hear on the news, is that around where your restaurant is? Pat's?
No, yeah. No. It's at the, yeah, I think a lot of the shootings and the gun violence is pretty more or less isolated. I think that Chicago, like I said, it's going through its period. But overall, the north side there is a beautiful area. Even downtown, when you get around the beat and you go up through the Art Institute. I just saw an article come out where they picked the second nicest city in the world, Chicago.
Wow.
I'm not sure I can come around all the way on that one.
Yeah. Do you know, like you know what an experiment is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they tried an experiment in Chicago. You know one of the, out of the 50 states, you know one of the hardest states to get a gun is? Has the toughest laws for gun violence. Does anybody know?
Illinois.
Chicago. I was going to say that too.
Or is that Chicago is in Illinois. I always forget that. I always think Chicago is its own state. I do. That's why being stupid is good sometimes. And that, in this case, it's not. But yeah, Illinois has the toughest gun laws in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a very tough in regard to even getting your concealed carry right in Chicago is a real chore. We used to, you know, obviously when we walked out at night at a restaurant, you're walking out with cash.
Sure.
In the neighborhood, so we were in the 19th district in Chicago. The police station was the 19th district. We used to feed all the police officers for free. So they were down there all the time, which was wonderful. They would
right.
A little TV down in the corner. They would come in, they'd eat, they'd watch TV, take their breaks.
Right.
For us, it was great because we had
that's smart.
We'd been there all the time. Yeah, it was great.
But it's also good to give, too. Also.
Oh, for the police and the
fire. Or anybody, just to give in general is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because you feel good about yourself. Not the person that you're giving to, but you actually feel good about giving. It's vital for you to feel good. It's one of those things that bring joy to people's hearts is to keep it. You got to give it away.
Yeah. Back before when AIDS was first becoming kind of on the radar and it was taking everybody, you know, a little bit on their heels because people didn't understand it. They didn't know what it was. But my father used to donate every week. People's families would go to the AIDS clinic and visit people who were there. They were obviously very sick, and it was still not well understood. So the families would come and visit people. And my dad would donate every week. He would donate all the pizzas for the whole night so that the family could be with their family there.
Wow.
And there was a book written by one of the patients' parents had written a book about the ordeal of their children going through this, you know, in their lives. And they had actually called it out and mentioned it as that was one of the times they looked forward to every week was going in and eating with their families and having the pizza, you know, Pat's pizza there waiting for them.
Aww.
Wow.
Giving to the community was certainly.
We did something on Edgewater Drive. It wasn't me, but I did it with pizzas. And it was Frank's Pizzeria that supplied the pizza. So let's give credit to where credit's due. So this woman went down to the Edgewater where they had this group meet there, and the group met in purpose of trying to, you know, they were hit bottom, so they were trying to get their lives together, right? And she's telling the story like 3 months ago, and now I know it's Frank's Pizza that I set up the deal with. Frank's, he's the one absorbing the cost, not me. So it's basically all I did is made the deal, right? So you got to give credit to Frank's Pizza. So she goes down there. Hello? Are you there, Nico?
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
And she joins this group, And she's speaking how she's been clean and sober now for 2 years. And all she saw was these people eating pizza at the sunset, a group of people. And she just walked over there because she was hurting. And she had a slice of pizza, sat down with these two girls. And she's telling her story. And then all because of pizza. It's a good pizza story, Nico.
Yeah, pizza brings, it does. Food in general brings people together, right? And it does give you pleasure to have people come in and be able to help people out and do good things in the community. It was always something. Both my grandfather, my father, my sister does it still in Chicago today. We try to do it down here. But that's been a big part of the characteristic of Pat and what we've done over the years.
Unbelievable. It's wonderful. Hey, I got good news for you, too. Also,
yeah.
You know, with the coupon book, because you were so nice last week, we put you on page 3. And what that means is that as soon as you open up the book, they see your ad first. Isn't that amazing?
I do. That's some good stuff. Yeah, we appreciate that.
And then guess what? You think it's over there?
There's more.
There's more. We then put a 4-color ad inside the book for you also. So this is in case they miss page 3. You got another ad in there.
All right.
You know, you touch my heart with your language of the heart of how you speak. You're so genuine, and you got a good heart. And how you know someone's not blowing smoke at you? How many people tell you, hey, you know, you're a good person. You got a good heart. And I'm sure when you hear that from other people, then you know it's true. Because when I got off the... When we ended the show, Bobby came up to me and said, that guy is real genuine. He's a real cool cat.
I appreciate that. I got big shoes to fill. My like I said, my dad was a very generous person. And there's interesting online we have on, if you go to YouTube or something, you look up Chicago's Best, we won a pizza contest a couple years in a row.
Wow.
The last one they did a really nice article. It's a video, but it was, they did a nice video about just my father and the way that he ran the restaurant. And they did some interviews with people in the restaurant at the time. And most of the people, they just went back to his generosity, his kindness. We lost my dad about 7 years ago, and it was pretty unexpected. So it's really, you know, opening this place down here in Tampa was a way for me really to just reconnect, keep his memory alive, keep the tradition going. My kids are in there rolling dough every Sunday with me, right? They're... my kids' hockey team comes in. We feed them. It's just a way to keep all the memories. How many times do you get to relive your childhood? I mean, really. And I get to do that now when I walk in there.
And the smells, too, right? Do you ever, like, you try to tell someone the smells and they... Do you know what I mean? When you smell something, it reminds you of your childhood?
Yeah. If you grew up in a pizza house or you went to a pizzeria when you grew up a lot, as soon as you... There's no mistaking the smell when you walk in the door.
No doubt about it. You're a good man, Nico. And tell us what specials you got going on now there at the restaurant.
Yeah, so there's a coupon book. We got $3 off some of the extra large pizzas. Funny story, when I came down here, I realized in Chicago, 16 inches is a large pizza. That's it. We don't try to make it sound bigger than it is or anything like that. When I came down and I'm looking at all the menus and other pizzerias, really down here, 14 inches a large pizza, and everybody calls you 16 inches an extra large pizza. So we had to get used to the nomenclature, but $3 off extra large, $2 off large. We got a dollar off in the 14 inch. We finally got our liquor license after waiting about 8 months, so we're able to serve everybody wine and beer now, which is fantastic.
Wow.
That was a long wait.
Yeah, the bureaucracy of, you know... It's amazing. I had my friend, he won a lot. They have lottery tickets for the liquor license, right? They do that. That's how they do it. And he won the lottery. Some of them, they give them out that way. They do that with the parcels of land the government owns, too. So if they wanted to give drilling rights, they don't just give it to the oil companies because it's government land, right? So what you can do is you can buy a $75 lottery ticket. And then they pull a lottery who gets that parcel, right? And a lot of people, and it's a tax write-off, and a lot of people don't know about it. And my friend Charles Smiley, one of the best pieces of property, and he bought it. It's like buying a lottery ticket. Well, they do the same thing with the liquor license, too. Did you ever think of entering into that?
Yeah, so we're just beer and wine, so we don't need the hard liquor license. And it was just waiting for the process, really. It wasn't.
How long did it take?
And waiting. It took about 8 months.
Wow.
That's a long time to wait for people coming in wanting to have a beer with their pizza. But I got to tell you, Florida is a heck of a lot more friendly for business than Chicago is. So we're real happy down here. We're blessed to be down here in Oldsmar. And I was thinking the other day, I'm like, God, what will my grandfather think about business today, right? Because back then, they couldn't have imagined COVID and, you know, the labor crunch and not being able to find people. And it'd be interesting. I was thinking what the heck he would think if he came, if he was running his business today.
I think that, too. Like, you know, like Sears catalog, how Sears, the guy, was way ahead of his time. And he sent Sears catalogs out to everybody. In 1980, they were the number one retailer. And then if he was here, would that, Sears is no longer in business? Would that have happened if he was here? Do you ever wonder things like that? Like if you look at the old time guys from the 30s and 20s, would they adapt to the internet and stuff like that?
I'm sure they'd adapt to it as they got used to it. More though, I think that the grit that they had and just the get it done kind of attitude, I think that's maybe missing a little bit around today. They might look around and go, what's happened?
I don't think they would have just let it go as easily as these new administrators that let Sears go. I mean, these new executives that let Sears go. They wouldn't let, you know, Craftsman go to China and you know, all these great...
Oh, is that what happened? Craftsman's went to China?
Stanley Black & Decker.
Really?
So...
Yeah, because they used to always have a guarantee.
American-made tools that you could bring it, you know, you could break a wrench, bring it in, swap it out for a new one.
Their return policy. No question asked. Yeah, Sears had a great return policy. Mm-hmm.
And they did that, you know, similar with Kenmore, you know, with the appliances and stuff like that. I don't know where Kenmore went, Whirlpool or something like that.
How'd that happen, though? Like, how did we allow China to, like, just, like, for our antibiotics, 100% of it comes from China? Like, how'd that happen, though? I mean, I'm not trying to blame China, get into politics, but how'd that even happen?
It was just slowly. But by the time we look back now and we're like, it's all gone. It's more than just a store.
Right. Why don't we just make it in America, right? Or I'm trying to figure out how can we say we won't take product from China, but what we'll do is we'll open up manufacturing plants here to supply us with the stuff we need. Is that wrong to say that, too, by the way?
Well, it's going to be cost. Yeah, it's going to be cost, right? I mean, in China, the per hour labor rate is so low, right? And the conditions that you would be able to have people work in are so dismal. To create the right work conditions here and to pay people the amount of money that you would need to pay to get people to come in the door, you would, you know, a drill would cost you $500, right? Instead of $80 for an electric drill. You've got to find a way to...
Is there an answer? That's what I'm trying to say, without getting into politics.
Yeah.
Is there an answer so we can make America better, like, and not depend on China and other countries? Like, even with the oil, too. And again, I'm not going to get into the politics again, but why don't we drill here? Why are we going to, like, Saudi Arabia and other countries when they say we have the world's largest supply of oil from anywhere, but yet we're going to Saudi Arabia to get oil from them? I'm not saying politics, but why? Why don't we just drill here?
Well, it's going to go right to politics. That's pretty much it.
it's hard. Not. I'm just saying, like, just from a common sense question. Like, what's the? Yeah. Isn't common sense? We would have jobs here. We would be self-sufficient, and we can make money, because that's where they make all their money, is from oil. Why can't we make money from oil? and start sending it out to other countries. Or no, maybe I'm wrong.
It's more than money. It's national, it's security as well, right? We can't be bullied. We can't be dependent on other people if you do it here.
Right, you can't be bullied. Exactly. I like that.
Because, like, for the labor part, right? If we want to bring manufacturing back home, that's a little bigger nut to crack because essentially you have to somehow pay people the American wage, but yet be able to charge as if you were, you know, paying a lower labor wage like in China. That's a little bit outside of control, meaning it's a harder nut to crack. Oil, it's right here, it's now. You could put, you know, people to work. You can get the oil out of ground.
Yeah, and then, like, right, because you know that what I just saw something on the internet, so you don't know if it's true. We're still getting the 900,000 barrels from Canada, right? But the only difference is it's being driven by trucks that burn gas and pollute the air. It's ironic. We're still getting that oil. But we're a pipeline where it would be clean, right? Which could be dangerous, though, for, like, if it cracks. I get that. But the pipeline would be no gas being spent on trucks. And it would actually be cleaner and cheaper to do it through a pipeline. But yet we're getting the gas. I mean, it's actually oil from Canada. But they just have trucks bringing it, which is much filthier.
Well, speaking of trucks, maybe we should check see how all the trucks are doing out there on the highway.
So Nico, I don't know how we got there. So we're going to do a traffic report, and Pat Piano knows. I can't say it again.
Pat Pianettos
is sponsoring a traffic report. And if you see an accident out there, Mr. Nico, let us know. But then when you come back, what I'd like to do is, can you, or if you can tell us ahead of time, let's play a song in your honor of your grandpa. What was his favorite song?
Oh, my goodness.
Would it be a Frank Sinatra tune?
It would definitely be Sinatra. Yeah, it would definitely be Sinatra.
So why don't we play a Sinatra tune in the mm-hmm. honor of your grandpa, right?
Let me find some Frank here for a second.
Yeah. Too bad. Is there a song that Frank sang about Chicago? I doubt it. I know he did New York, New York. Right, yeah. You don't want a New York, New York story, right? But he might have still liked it, though. Right? Who knows?
That has to do with the square cut that we do versus the pie cut, which all the New York people want. I got a story for that later.
Yeah, and then I like to do a pizza contest with you, where you bring a pizza in, right? And I'm going to have a couple other pizzerias bring pizza in. And the judges are going to have to wear blonde. Well, no. Okay, we'll cut. Oh, got to figure out how to.
He found Chicago. He did sing Chicago.
He did?
Yes.
So do the traffic report, and then we're going to do a Frank Chicago song.
You want to do it before or when we come back?
What do you think, Nico? You make the call. You're the boss. Do we do the song before or after the traffic report?
Let's do some traffic. This way folks know what they're getting into right now.
You got it, okay. Bud. See how he thinks? See what I'm saying? He thinks of others.
I like
that. That's great. That's what opens God's spirit to come in.
All right, then here we go.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, 534 here on the Tantalk Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claus Show traffic report. Let's take a look at Pinellas first, where we have four incidents right now. Looking at southbound I-275 before 38th Avenue North. Northbound I-275 at 38th Avenue with the right shoulder block, so that must have been caused by looking at the other accident. And then we have a disabled vehicle northbound I-275 beyond 22nd Avenue, and that congestion is going on down to 38th Avenue North. Going over to the bridges, disabled vehicle southbound I-275 before mile marker 34, having the right shoulder blocked on Howard Franklin. The other two bridges are looking good so far. Congestion I-275 before State Road 60, backing up to Sly, so keep an eye on that. Other normal length congestion going on in the Malfunction Junction. Going up to Pasco, southbound Suncoast Parkway, mile marker 20. That's just north of State Road 54. So keep an eye on that. And that's about it there. Current temperatures, 94 degrees in Zephyr Hills, Dade City 92, and downtown Clearwater 89 feels like 109. Going back to the BCC coupon book here in just a second. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. That's my hometown.
Wow, that was beautiful. You know, is there a way we can get it to her? Say the name of your company again, Nico.
Pianetto Pizzeria.
How do you say the last name?
Pianetto.
Pianetto. Pianetto. Pianetto. Pianetto Pizza Oldsmar. You know, let's see if you remember the name of the guy running for city commissioner. See if we got that into your head, Nico.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we, in fact, I just talked with him the other day.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, he's a real neat guy.
First name is easy.
Yeah, it's my name, Brian. Yeah, but anyhow.
I would be cheating because I have the sign right next to me.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, I just got to tell you something. I was really impressed with him. People give you their resumes, you know, they got to give it to you. It's not bragging. But some people will say, oh, that's bragging. No. One, they're haters because they're jealous. But two is, did you see how he was like president of this club, president of this club? And these are renowned clubs. President of the Chamber of Commerce. You got to admit, he's paid his dues in the business community for our cities, right? I don't know if it's volunteer. Is it volunteer when you're a president? Do you get paid for that?
For the kinds that he was talking about,
is that volunteer stuff?
Those kind of boards, I believe, are
right.
Well, like yeah, certain, depends. If he's on like a chamber board, then to be a volunteer.
Yeah. Anyhow, but what a resume he had. And then if you looked at his appearance too, like he was just like, he wasn't dressed like with a suit and tie, but his shirt was ironed, his pants were ironed. You know, he had a brand new belt on, brand new shoes. You know what I'm talking about, Nico?
I do. So on August 13th, Saturday, we currently have planned from 5:30 to 7, actually beers with Brian, beers and pizza with Brian.
Are you kidding me?
So Brian Scott will be hanging out with us at Pat's Pizza.
Are you kidding me? What's the closest Thursday show to the 13th? Does anybody know? August 13th?
August 13th.
What's the closest show?
The 11th.
Yeah, let's do a show on the 11th about pizza and beers with Brian Scott, because the primary thing is on the 23rd, so that's perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So
maybe we can do a live show there. What day is that again? The
13th.
What day is that of the week?
Saturday.
Oh, no. Nope. They're booked on Saturday from what I remember. But, you know, if I would have known ahead of time, wouldn't that be cool? Maybe we can set something up for a Thursday at 5 to 6, sometime to do a live remote show at Pat Pianetto's. And we have banners up and stuff. And what I found out with these remote shows is to have signs up 2 days earlier. Right? So promoting it. And then, like, you know, because you do food, but like if you didn't do food, we do barbecues. You know, we did it for Leo, right? He owns Purple Haze. We had over 400 people show up.
That's great. Yeah,
it's amazing, right? If you think about it.
You got Jay joining you too now.
It was his best single day ever. Now who's this?
The Treasure Man in the flesh.
Unbelievable. So you let me ask you a question. You want to make some money?
Who doesn't?
Pat Pianetto's, right? Think of that.
Come on, Brian. Hold the money up first.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I can give away cash when people aren't here. We're a big show, right, Nico?
Give away callers. Give cash to callers.
Okay, so what is Pat Pianetto's? And I know I'm probably pronouncing it wrong because I have a speech impediment. And believe it or not, a speech impediment, I do a radio show. How's that? But Pat...
Hey, you still pull it off.
Yeah, Pat Pianetto's. It's in Oldsmore. Two questions. What is the Nico, what would his nationality be? And what does Pat Pianetto's do?
The Nico's, it sounds like it's Italian. And it sounds like he owns a restaurant.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Guess what you just won?
What did I win?
$5,000.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, huh?
Oh, everybody's calling now.
Breaking the bank.
Yes.
Breaking the bank.
That's unbelievable. And then you got to go to Pat Pianetto's, Nico, to get paid. Right, Pat? Nico?
I'm coming right now.
He's on his way now. Then you know what Pat's saying? I mean, Nico's saying?
He's like, shut him down.
I'm going to see if Nico's is smart. You ready?
Oh.
And then you both can answer it. You ready, Nico?
All right.
So you sell someone a car. You're a car salesman, right? And they drive off the lot. What does the salesman say to the other salesman?
Good job.
No. What, Nico?
Oh, my God. Nico's like, it's a trick question. I got to really think about this question.
You know what he said? You know what the salesman says? Keep in mind, the guy just drove off. He bought a used car from one of those used car salesmen, you know? Me, I'm the used car salesman, okay? I don't care. I'm proud to be a salesman. You know, you ever have someone sell you something and they tell you they're not a salesman? I get a kick out of that. This guy was selling me this thing, but he was telling me he's not a salesman. And I was like, wait, you're selling me a product. You're a salesman. But anyhow, what they say when someone drives off the lot, they say the chase begins.
Oh, the chase begins.
Oh, I didn't get any laughter out of there. Nico, that wasn't funny? Okay, I got a little laugh from Nico. Right,
there you go. You got it.
All right, got it.
He pulled it out of him. How you guys doing today?
Good. Jay, I want you to interview Nico. Ask him some questions.
Good. Hey, Nico, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Nico. Like, tell us a little background, a little history on how Nico became the Nico.
So, yeah. So I grew up at Bat's Pizza. My grandfather started in 50. When I got to college age, my dad told me to get the hell out of there. Do not spend your life making pizza. He was like, get out. So I went to DePaul University, if there's any alumni out there, in Chicago. Got a degree in computer science and statistics, and I moved and worked in Japan for 5 years. I came back to Cal State University of Chicago for my MBA, and I worked professional services for 25 years. And before COVID hit, I retired, and I opened up the restaurant to keep the tradition going and have to not fly to Chicago for good pizza all the time.
Ah, that's great. Nico, did you have Chicago Bears come in there, too?
Nico, you sound super young. You sound like 25 years old.
No,
he's a Highlander. The only way you kill him is to cut off his head.
Oh, my God. Violence is not the key.
Do you remember the show The Highlander, where the guy never dies?
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Only be one.
So that's cool. So how's the restaurant business treating you?
It's interesting.
After COVID and everything, how's it going?
Yeah. So COVID was interesting. We had to do a lot of the work ourselves because there wasn't anybody to come in to do the work. So all the woodwork, the tables, we used butcher block, we varnished them, we epoxied them, we did all the metal work ourselves for the booth. All the work in the whole place, we did it ourselves. We built the whole thing out. Labor's been interesting. As you hear in the papers and you read all over, it's very difficult to find people to come in that want to work in restaurants right now. Inflation is definitely real. And in the restaurant industry, you get, you know, your dairy products are up to 13-14% inflation. So, you know, those things are definitely headwinds. The positives are the people are fantastic in Oldsmar. We have Chicagoans coming in. We have all types of people coming in. They're so nice, and it's just been a real pleasure to connect with them. And we got regular customers now that we know. They know us. They know us by first name. So that brings me back to the roots, and that brings me back to why we opened it.
Right. That's it. That's fantastic. We got Taylor Pressure Washing. You there?
No Taylor yet.
No Taylor yet?
I haven't been handed a phone number for him.
Oh, okay. That's okay. But, you know, how many children do you have, Nico?
I got two. I got a boy and a girl.
How old?
My daughter is 6 and my son is 12.
Jay, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's right here in front of me. She's 5 years old. You want to say hi, Aurora?
Yeah.
Say hi. She's shy, guys. She's shy.
But just think about it. You should go down there sometime to the pizzeria, bring your daughter, and she can hang out with Nico's son.
I tell you what, I got a lead for Nico, you know, to help him to bring more business, to drum up business. You know, see, I'm dominating the Facebook market. You know, any kind of different marketplace, you know, Facebook marketplace and all the different groups and everything like that. And there's a West Chase Swapping Shop, and it fits right up your alley, man. There's like 80 or 70,000 people in that group, and you could talk to the lady that owns it, and she could help you to promote her business, or I mean your business, and honestly, I do it every month, and I drum up so many people from West Chase area and all around that area.
Would West Chase be considered your market, Nico?
Yeah, not too far. I actually live right in, I'm in Tampa, but I'm right by between Oldsmar and West Chase. So, you know, we have a lot of folks come from West Chase into the pizzeria.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if there's an expense for it, seriously, just to help out Nico, because I really like this guy. I'll pay the expense. How much is it?
It's like $130, $150 a month. But I promise you, when you advertise your business in that thing, you'll have hundreds and hundreds.
Can you pay just for 1 month so we can try it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna pay the first month for you, Nico.
Yeah, it's called West Chase Swap and Shop.
What do you think of that?
I like it. You guys are super. You guys must like me.
Oh yeah.
What I do?
It'll bring an avalanche of people because everybody in that area goes on that group, and they're looking around for stuff. And you could promote your business as much as you want in that group.
Now, would I be able to promote my business? Like, is it only just one business you're allowed to promote?
She's really sweet. Her name's Cheryl. I knew her for about 15 years. And she is so sweet. She'll work with you guys. She'll work with you guys with anything.
Well, I'm going to do it for Nico. Pat Pianatos.
And bring the spirit back.
Yeah. And what it is, the spiritual side of this is really where it would be better if I did it secretly, right?
Oh.
No, seriously. Like, because when you can do good and keep your mouth closed, that's the best way to give, because you're giving from your heart. It's when you give anonymously, right, to help someone out, is really the best way to do it.
But think about if you give, and then it helps them out, but then you don't give again. But if you would have told them how you did it, it would help them out in the long run for the rest of their life.
100%. You change one person's life, you change the world. Right? You just do. One person. Yeah. So
you're absolutely right.
Right, and then and people have to feel in their heart that you have their best interest. Right, like even if I know this is going to sound crazy, but even if someone fails, right? Let's use that word fail. It's not a good word to use, but let's just go with it. If someone fails and I see they put a college try and they really tried to have my best interest, that means more to me than if it succeeded. I know people will say bull to that, right? Some people, I can already hear it. Oh, that's not true. But no, I want to know, does someone have a good heart? Do they care? Do they think of others? Are they selfish, self-centered? Because that's the root of our problems. You know, I find that too. Like, the spiritual axiom is that if I'm angry or upset, really there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, you're holding a deeper grudge of some sort.
Yeah, so now we got the Chicago guy. I wish I can get William. You remember the refrigerator? Did you ever meet him, Nico?
Number 72. Yeah, William the Refrigerator Perry.
Unbelievable. What a story that guy had. Is he still alive?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyhow, are they on? Yeah. We have a new advertiser, a Mexican restaurant on Drew Street, Viva Mexica. Anyhow, they're going to be doing a big spot in our Clearwater magazine. And so we're kind of excited about that. They're on 1740 Drew Street. And do you like Mexican food? Who likes Mexican food?
Who doesn't?
Right.
Love it.
Okay, we're going to do a little survey. Nico, hard or soft taco?
Soft.
Okay, Jay, hard or soft taco?
You know, it's a 50-50 split. They're even.
Denise is in the house. Say hello, Denise.
Hey, everybody. I would go with soft tacos.
Bobby, what do you go with, hard or soft?
We got Josefina on the line and soft tacos.
Soft. What is the? Is there a statistic on what it is? Is it 50-50?
Well, let's ask her.
Let's ask her. There you go. Just real quick. Josephine.
Yes.
We just did a question. Who wins, hard taco or soft taco? Which clients order more?
Soft tacos.
By how much? Is it a big difference?
Well, we just carry like handmade tortilla, so yeah, it went for a lot.
Oh, so you don't even carry the hard taco then?
No, just the soft.
Okay, so then you're really sold on the soft.
Yep.
Oh my God, you're like, I am sold on the soft.
Well, then I'm coming there then.
Yeah, so who all said soft? Nico?
Yep.
Denise?
Mm-hmm.
Not this. So it's just funny. I like the hard taco. So there you go. Yeah. Shouldn't have told you that, Viva, Mexica. Because now you're going to say, why are you saying that? I don't sell them, right?
Oh.
So do you have a question, Nico, from my Mexican lady, Josephine?
Oh, well, I just love to know about the business. What kind of, you know, is it specific cuisine to a certain area, or is it kind of general? I'd love to hear about the food.
Oh, yeah, we are a real Mexican authentic food, and we are located at the 1740 Drew Street at Clearwater. Here on Drew Street in Southern.
Right, and if you go to Americans Favorite, which is our competition, but they have where you buy two tacos, you get one free, and then you have $2 off any $10 purchases more at Americans Favorite coupon. So if you want to get a free taco, pick up an Americans Favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that special. Yes.
Yes. You know what? Guess this, Nico. You there?
I am. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the line that she has, and Jay, see if you can answer it. All right?
Okay.
A little taste of. What's the next word?
Mexico.
Oh, it was a question. Okay, there you go.
Is it paradise?
It's a paradigm. But sure, you know, there is a difference between authentic Mexican food and like Taco Bell, right? There's a major difference. So you guys are open, let's see here, 17. So in closing, okay, I'm just, thank you, Josephine. In closing, Nico, what would you like to say about Pat Pianatos?
We're just blessed to be in Oldsmar and all the folks that are coming in. It's just been such a great experience. So we're just extremely thankful to everybody.
Wow. And you know, when you're grateful, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And when you're grateful, you're going to have a good attitude. So you notice how gratitude rhymes with attitude? Anytime someone has a grateful heart, they're going to be happy. Because they're going to be happy for what they have, not what they want. But it goes the other way, too, is the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. So, Jay, what would you like to say in closing?
In closing, we got some real good news. I have actually a shark on the line. I have one of the people from the Shark Tank that want to give me a chance to do an interview to launch my program to help people in need.
Wow.
I have this program where I'm going to change the world, and we're going to help hospice centers, adoption agencies, nursing homes, underprivileged kids, abused and battered families. We're going to make a rock. I'm calling it a Jay's Ultimate Rockstar program or something like that, where we're going to go to all the events and set up events for them, where we're going to have a party, not like no regular party. We're going to have a rock party with minerals and fossils and rock paintings and people making music. Actually, all the people are going to design music, all the kids. We're going to let them write their own songs, and we're going to sing it with a famous person on stage. So we're going to pull all these, we're going to pull out all the stops and make an ultimate rock party to uplift their spirits one more time.
And then, Josephine, what would you like to say in closing about your Mexican restaurant?
Josephine? She left.
Oh, she left?
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.